It is star time. Are you ready for star time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Thank you.
meanwhile, back in the States.
Hello, folks. We're back. Woo! Yeah. I take a week off and I completely forget how to do all this stuff. Okay, what was that we just heard? That was Ronnie DeValiant with Hound Dog Guitar. Counting backwards, the Corvairs with Volcano. Jimmy Woodall and the Toppins with Woody's Rock. Bailey's Nervous Cats and the Devil Run. And we opened up with, and this wasn't that astounding, Ward Darby and his Raves with Safari.
Everyone knew that, I bet.
Yeah. Well, you know, it did make the K-Rock Top 100 all-time requested songs, I think. But we played it anyway. And what do we have for you here? Well, Dee Dee's here with some Hollywood gossip.
Mm-hmm.
We got something from the Axl Rose desk a little
Saved
later.
Saved it all up for you.
And Andy the bartender. Il Bruch is over at the guitar show. I guess we got a vibe report coming in. We what do we have? We have the world debut of the brand new Buck Owens record, which came in the mail this week.
Yay.
And it's not in the stores yet. We have Blues Hangover, Hillbilly Hangover, Vom, bunch of trashy old 45s,
Japanese Neil Young, queued up.
Oh, yeah, the Neil Young thing, which won't be out here, the Jap Neil Young for the Vom set. And Stupid and Hateful News Report, Cheap Shots at Easy Targets, and we'll... whine and moan about things for a while. But let's kick it off right now in the key of Ray Sharp.
Well, now they call my baby Patty, but her real name, was Glenda Lou. Well, now they call my baby Patty, but her real name, was Glenda Lou. Turn to look around. Well, now she'll give everybody the eye. You never know what my baby's gonna put down. Everybody always tell me I've got the cutest little girl in town. Because of that chick, Linda Lou, Linda Lou, Linda Lou, tell me, what are you gonna do? I had a real bad dream last night, honey. You said that we were through. Well, now if you ever leave me, you're gonna break my poor heart in two. My Linda Lou.
Let's have fun, blast off, blast off. Take a trip to the stars, Venus and Mars. Come on, gal, with me. Let's have fun, blast off, blast off. We'll take a lover's chase in outer space. Come on, gal, with me.
Thank you.
let's have fun, blast off, blast off. We'll go outside like satellite, come on, gal, with me.
I wish I hadn't said that.
What you gonna do while the surf is down, honey? What you gonna do while the surf is down, babe? Oh, what you gonna do while the surf is down? Come on, baby, let's stomp around. Hey, baby, mine. There's a gravy with a board so fine, honey. There's a gravy with a board so fine, babe. There's a grimy with a board so fine. His barefoot action just ain't like mine. Hey, baby, why? And the sun is down, honey. Moon is up and the sun is down, babe. Oh, moon is up and the sun is down. Let's blow that woody and go to town. Hey, baby, bud.
This is a hit.
Traveling over mountains, even through the valleys too. I've been traveling night and day. I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you.
Baby, trying to get to you.
Ever since I read your letter, where you said you love me true, I've been traveling night and day. I've been running all the way. Baby, trying to get to you.
Baby, trying to get to you.
When I read your loving letter, then my heart began to sing. There were many miles between us, but they didn't mean a thing. I just had to reach you, baby, spite of all that I went through. I kept traveling night and day. I kept running all the way. Baby, trying to get to you.
Baby, trying to get to you.
If I had to do it over, that's exactly what I'd do. I would travel night and day, and I'd still run all the way. Baby, trying to get to you.
Baby, trying to get to you.
There was nothing that could hold me or could keep me away from you. When your loving letter told me that you really love me true. Lord above, you know I love you. It was He who brought me through. When my way was dark at night, He would shine as bright as light. When I was trying to get to you.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, this is the Hound. Wake up, folks. Not you out there, I mean. I mean my little radio family here. Anyway, that was the Eagles with Trying to Get to You. Do I have to tell anybody it's not the Hotel California Eagles?
Thank you.
Rhythm and blues group from the 50s. Elvis covered that almost note for note, right? I mean, that's pretty exact.
The horn solo in that was very nice.
Yeah. Counting backwards, Buddy Waymore and the Knaves with Surf Mad. Chuck Berry with Don't Lie to Me. Alden Holloway with Blast Off. And we open up with Ray Sharp and Linda Lou. Okay, should we go through? Let's do some renouncements and plug all our useless friends and what stupid things they are up to. Right now, there's a guitar show, which is a benefit for children with AIDS in Newark, New Jersey. They didn't have any fun getting the disease, folks, and they're not having any fun dying from it either. And if you're looking for rare guitars, amps, any kind of equipment, or you just want to go over and talk about string gauges, 440 East 12th Street. You can even see Allen Ginsberg and Richard Hell going into their apartments right across the street. And Il Bruce is over there working right now. Go buy him an iced coffee or something. And that's today and tomorrow, 440 East 12th Street in Manhattan, the New York Guitar Show. Okay, tonight at Maxwell's, the Devil Dogs and the Raunch Hands. The A-Bones with the Il Bruce and this guy Junior Brown tonight for free at the Rodeo Bar, which is at 20th Street and 3rd Avenue, I believe, sometime around 11 or 12. Junior Brown, he plays a double-neck guitar, one neck of which is a Telecaster. The other neck is an 8-string lap steel that he plays standing up. It should be pretty good. The Senders every Monday this month over at the Continental Divide for free. And this Thursday at the North River Bar, the Empire State Soel Club featuring Jeff the Chef.
Jeff the Chef.
Warren Lee, everybody's favorite bartender. And the Empress. Okay, and that's out of the way. Oh, proceed on with the canoes.
Big fun.
Killed for kicking a dog. A 24-year-old woman pleaded innocent yesterday to two counts of second-degree murder for allegedly bludgeoning her stepmother to death after the victim kicked the family dog. Lisa Finkel of Schoendack, New York, was returned to the Rensselaer County Jail without bail by... How come all the good news stories have unpronounceable names in them?
It's important.
Without bail by a county court judge M. Andrew Dwyer, I couldn't pronounce his name. Authorities said Carol Finkel, 42, walked into her home, kicked the family poodle Muffin out of her way.
There you go, and family was, poodle Muffin.
And was beaten and stabbed more than 100 times by Lisa Finkel. This was back on July 19th, but we just heard about it.
And your foot's going about 50 miles an hour. You look like you want to kick the family
so
dog.
So don't be kicking any dogs. If you got to kick an animal, find one with two legs and kick it. Kick it once
family,
for the hound.
How much is that family poodle Muffin in the window?
Yeah. Is it worth 25 to life?
So now Howard Stern can carry a gun? You heard about this?
Yeah, he's got a gun permit. He needs it, you know, because he's a twerp. He's a tall, big guy, you know, but he's really a...
But he doesn't know how to fight, I heard.
Well, he's a real wimp.
So he has to carry... He has to pack a weapon.
Yeah, he's so useless. I can't really listen. I'm a Phil Schapp in the morning guy. I go for the hour of Charlie Parker, unless Wild Girl's on.
There's going to be a day in the future when Howard Stern is going to be in the San Francisco International Airport in the bathroom, writing swastika in the mirror on his forehead. There's going to be that day is going to come.
Well, you think he'll end up like Mort?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, radio guys burn themselves out pretty quick. I'm ready to retire. I am. Something good doesn't happen soon, man. I'm staying home on Saturday.
So all you listening out there.
Oh, well, from the what happened to Ricky Nelson's parents' desk, Ozzy Osbourne, a famed heavy metal star.
I didn't know Ricky. Ricky Nelson was the son of Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy.
Oh.
Isn't that, no, different Ozzy? Sorry. Anyway, Dateline Little Chalfont, England. Ozzy Osbourne, whose rock act once included biting off the head of a live bat, was charged yesterday with threatening to kill his wife. The solo artist and former lead singer with the group Black Sabbath was arrested at his home last Saturday, police said. A judge granted bail but ordered Osbourne to stay away from his wife Sharon and to appear in court September 25th. He was not required to enter a plea. Those divorce settlements could be expensive. A Black Sabbath reunion tour?
Especially considering that she is his manager as well, so...
So she's getting 20% anyway.
She's in control of everything.
She gets her piece off of the gross.
Yeah, no matter what. So.
Wow.
She may have even picked the fight just so she could take it over.
Send him on a tour of Okinawa.
Well, I guess that's enough news for now. If anybody, you know, we weren't here last week. We're at Nitro Nick's wedding, and it was a great wedding. It was beautiful.
Aww.
Everybody got drunk.
Aww.
Canoe rides. Nick, they got married out on a dock. You know,
did
out
you
in
push
the water.
Him in?
No, but Nick pulled up on a canoe. He rode up. It was beautiful.
He's such a suave guy.
But anyway, anybody who called in requests 2 weeks ago and Jeff the Chef was here, we were really in bad shape that day. That was the day after Gogorama. I lost the request list, so you're going to have to call him in again. And the guy who called for Agnostic Front...
Laurie Yes is on at 6.
Yeah. I mean, I will gladly... No, I won't say that. Okay, yeah, that's it. Okay, we got some more records queued up. In fact, we're going to go right into our blues hangover because in this kind of weather, you know, you can crawl out of bed. You don't have to feel guilty about lying around the house all day. So we know you've been waiting for this. Kick it off with Mercy Baby.
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
When I first met you, baby, is what you said you do. You said you'd treat me right if I was good to you. Now, right from the start, I did everything you said, but you fooled around. There's something turn your head, you got me wrong. Big and fat, and you act like you love me, like a bulldog loves a cat. I came home late at night, as hungry as a bear. My dinner was never ready, you were never there. You got me wrong. Oh, you got me wrong. You got me wrong that time, baby. Won't be wrong no more. Only time I saw you, when it's time to pay the note. You told me that you loved me, I gave you all my dough. As soon as I got broke, you said I had to go. You got me wrong. Oh, you got me wrong. You got me wrong that time, baby. I won't be wrong no more.
This is a hit!
Oh. And next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
You know, this is the Hound, and that's the name of that song. Finishing up our blues hangover, that's Freddie Cannon with You Know from the album Hellhound and My Pasta Fazool.
Oof.
Ivory Lee Simmons and Hop Wilson with Fuss Too Much, J.B. Lenoir with She Don't Know, Billy Boy Arnold with You Got Me Wrong, and we open up with Mercy Baby and Pleading. That guitar solo, that's pretty astounding, right?
Yeah.
That guy had the blues. That's Kenny Paulson.
What happened to him?
He went to prison for smack in like 1962, got his throat slashed in prison, and he got out of jail and killed himself.
Oh, he didn't die from being slashed in prison?
No, but if anybody knows anything, if there's ever been an article or anything on Kenny Paulson, you could send it here to the Hound, and I'll send you like a dog-style cassette back. Because
that's even trade.
He's a great guitar player. He played on Tallahassee Lassie. That's one of the greatest guitar solos ever recorded. So if there's anybody's got any information on Kenny Paulson, The Hound, WFMU, Uppsala College, East Orange, New Jersey, 07019. And,
with a self-addressed stamped envelope? For
no,
the...
I'll pay for the postage,
that's
actually.
Nice.
Mr. Generosity.
So we got some news, right?
From the drug desk.
The drug desk.
Because that Kenny Paulson story leads right into this.
Right, I am on top of the drug desk right now.
He's sitting on it. You know how with this whole crackdown in Colombia, with cocaine not flowing clearly into this country, although it still
is.
Sure.
Oh,
you know about that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about methamphetamine, which is...
Vitamin M.
That's right.
Yes.
And
I remember my teenage years. I didn't sleep once.
Well, now it's turning into rocks, and they're calling it ice. And it's going to be...
Smokable meth.
Smokable meth, and they predict it's going to be the drug of the 90s.
Oh,
you know,
60s
was acid, 70s heroin, 80s
people
crack.
People aren't psychotic enough.
Well, that was already the drug of the
50s,
though.
I'll tell you, they should just concentrate on getting rid of, like, these evil drugs like coke and leave pot alone, because people smoke pot, they'll chill out, and people don't get high. People don't smoke pot and go looking for fights. They don't try to get violent.
Well, let me tell you about this. This is a psychotic reaction. Instead of the 15-minute high with crack, the high from ice may last as long as 24 hours. And the psychological crash is much worse. In addition to euphoria, crack, which produces a stimulant, this produces highly excitable and agitated behavior and severe but short-lived depression. So they tested this on monkeys, and they gave them this little lever, and the monkeys would press the lever so that they... Anyway, your temperature goes up to 108 degrees. You get an irregular heartbeat and convulsions. And they basically say it's selling on the street for $50 a bag, and it lasts for 48 hours, so, you know?
It is a value, I guess.
They can make it at home. They don't have to bring it into the country.
Wow.
It's the easy drug of choice.
You guys been following the Miss America pageant?
Oh, yeah.
Really? I don't know. I saw some of the girls on one of those morning shows, and they can't compare to the girls in Go-Go-Rama for class.
I wish I'd been there.
Or looks, but, it has turned ugly already. Miss Oklahoma got beamed in the head with a bottle during a parade in Atlantic City yesterday.
40 ounce, I hope.
So, listen, I know whoever threw that bottle is listening. There's nothing else they'd be doing in New Jersey on a Saturday but listening to us.
A malicious moron.
So, step forward, and we'll give you a prize. Anyway, here's the story. Tamara Denise Marler, age 26, was taken to Atlantic City Medical Center. She's Miss Oklahoma. The bottle struck her in the forehead but didn't break and cut her. She was not hurt seriously. She will be in the contest, but I guess she was likely to be a top 10 finalist because of she won the talent competition with her audience grabbing rendition of Since I Fell for You.
Ooh-hoo.
We'll be hearing Wilbert Harrison's audience grabbing rendition of Since I Fell for You.
But we won't throw a bottle.
Probably not at Wilbert. We won't.
No.
Anyway, in past years, many of the contestants would lift a leg to show a shoe, so to speak. Sometimes
sure.
Even boots or sneakers. So the crowd was discouraged this year from calling out, "Show us your shoes." Instead, they were calling out, "Show us your..."
Beep, beep.
Yeah. Anyway, this is WFMU East Orange. I'm the Hound. I'm driving until 6 o'clock. And let's play some more records, because the phone's ringing, the door's ringing.
It's a busy day here.
My head's ringing. Okay, we got one queued up. Dale McBride. And stay tuned for that Wilbert Harrison, Since I Fell for You.
Quality. know you're the chick that's got that quality. Yeah, Mr. Missy, you're the one for me. Ooh, baby, how you are? Well, she started as a hell of a talk.
Just let in for a round of platter chatter, none other than Little Richard.
Hi, Gene Noble. Hi, the old disc jerky.
Spinning, Little Richard. But let's talk about you. How's the latest disc movie?
Frantic, Gene, frantic. I just hope the cats out there enjoy listening as much as I enjoy singing for them.
I'm sure they do, Little Richard. Now, answer me this. You travel around the country all the time. What hairdressing do the girl cats, the little fillies, like best?
Man, that's easy. Everywhere I go, the girls seem to go in a big way for royal crown hairdressing. And you know something? I goes for the girls with that royal crown look. Cause man, huh, she's got it.
Watch out with the great big fool of the wheel.
Yes, at the wheel.
Watch out, watch out.
Well, he don't think he has nothing to lose. Don't even slow up for the children going to school.
Watch out, there's a great big fool of the wheel.
Yes, at the wheel.
Because he's driving a brand new automobile.
Yes, automobile.
He's slipping and a sliding all over the road. Because he's driving a brand new Ford.
Watch out, there's a great big fool of the wheel. A brand new automobile.
Yes, automobile. Yes, he's a great big fool, that's all.
Let me give you a song.
If you would start with a chassis that's new, all new, like you get in the new kind of Ford, and put on this chassis a body all new, like you get in the new kind of Ford, if you would give this package new length and new strength, like you get in the new kind of Ford, you would assemble the greatest advance of the year. That's what you get in the new kind of Ford.
So watch the Fords going by and you'll say, you're ahead in the Ford all the way.
What?
Enjoying the ultimate in sausage products? You are if you're buying Wardinsky's. Now remember what we always say. Don't give me that baloney. I want Wardinsky.
You took my love and now
I never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it. Boy, oh boy, this beats all. You better send to Kansas and get some musicians down here. I got...
My old TV mama with a big white TV screen. Yeah.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right. This is the hound. A little preoccupied. Somebody's on the phone talking to Abbott and Costello, and I just kind of lost track of things. Anyway, what's going on? That was the Saucers with Chawalirada. I like that one. Counting backwards, the Frantics 4 with TV Mama. Wilbert Harrison with Since I Fell for You. That goes out to Miss Oklahoma.
Miss Oklahoma.
Yeah.
He's got a hangover this morning.
The Spark Plugs with Chicken. Oh, that's a good one. Little Richard with Fool at the Wheel. Little Richard with the Tempo Toppers and the Deuces of Rhythm all together. One of his first records. Open up with Dale McBride and Prissy Missy. And this is WFMU East Orange. I am the Hound, 91.1, coming to you from the bunker underneath Uppsala College. And pretty soon we will be in the Aloha Room down the block. I can't wait. Although there's no smoking in the Aloha Room thing.
No smoking.
I don't know if I can get through a radio show without a cigarette. Or no drinking, and that doesn't mean alcohol. I mean, that means, like, not even wet your whistle. I think they're trying to... They figure they tortured us, but they're giving us this little room for so long that they need something to make us uncomfortable with in the new place. I don't know. Anyway, what are we doing? We got some news. Yeah, I got news.
You got news?
I don't know.
Give us the news.
Give us 22 minutes and we'll give you a headache. You want good news or bad news?
Bad news.
Okay. Hollywood is built on fantasy, so why not a movie about the Tawana Brawley case? Somebody got Lisa Bonet's phone number. A source says that Juanita Brawley, Tawana Brawley's aunt, has kept a representative of the Screenwriters Guild on the phone for 20 minutes, inquiring about the procedures for registering a screenplay. It's about Tawana, and this is the same member of the Brawley family who was arrested earlier this year on a bad check charge.
I think they should get Buddy Hackett to play Al Sharpton.
No, they should get Don King to play Al Sharpton. Anyway, anybody out there ride Metro North? Here's the bad news department. Kissing has to stop, among other things. They're drawing up all these new laws for Metro North, which is the train that takes you from Grand Central up into Connecticut, and you know where all those rich folks live.
That's land of the privileged.
Yeah, that's where we went to that wedding last week. They take booze seriously up there. Good top shelf booze, two bars going. I dig it. But here are some of the for instances in the new proposed rules for Metro North. A glimpse of cleavage is okay, but exposing the whole breast is unlawful.
Definitely. No.
Nothing in the rules about men showing their chests, though. Although, you know, it should be actually. You know. Nobody really wants to see a hairy chest and some gold chains.
Did you hear that
train?
The new Michael Stipe video where he has people dancing topless, but he blacks out the nipples on both the men's and the women's chest because he says a nipple is a nipple.
Gee,
well, that's sensitive for you.
Yeah. Of the rear entry men, that Michael Stipe. No person in the terminal, station, or train shall engage in any form of sexual conduct such as. Masturbation, deviant sexual intercourse, normal sexual intercourse, sodomy, or physical contact
with a
person's clothed or unclothed genital area. Sexual contact means any activity in which a person exposes his or her buttock, genitalia, or nipple. Also, no kissing. Vagrants will be banned from reclining on benches and floors, and there'll be no washing in the restroom sinks. You can't wash in. Why would there be sinks if you can't wash in them? They don't want bums hanging around there. That is the problem.
Does this mean that the train can't go through the tunnel anymore?
Well, that's one you should take up with them because, yeah.
That's very suggestive.
Well, we'll do the little Jimmy Osmond story later. Does anybody remember the Lester Bangs Little Jimmy Osmond piece? Little Jimmy Osmond is the real Lou Reed.
We're too young for that.
Yeah, I'm not, unfortunately. Anyway. One more time for these renouncements. The New York Guitar Show, it's going on right now until I think it ends at 6 o'clock, and it'll also be going on tomorrow. It's a benefit for children with AIDS in Newark, and those kids did not have any fun getting it, so you can have some fun helping them. And it's a big all guitar dealers from all over the country will be there, and it's at 440 East 12th Street in Manhattan. It's $6 for one day to get in, $8 for both days. The Raunch Hands and the Devil Dogs at Maxwell's tonight in Hoboken. Empire State Soul Club this Thursday at the North River Bar, 104. 105 Hudson Street, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No?
No.
Yes.
It's 145 Hudson Street in Manhattan. Thursday night starts about 9 or 10. Descenders every Monday night at Continental Divide. That's right up on 3rd Avenue near St. Mark's Place. Can't miss that one. That's free. Also free tonight, Junior Brown, who plays a double-necked 8- and 6-string guitar standing up. And the A-Bones, that's at the Rodeo Bar, 3rd Avenue and 20th Street. And
lots
this no smoking on airplanes thing.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, I could see some people get bugged by secondhand cigarette smoke. Me, myself, I'd have a really hard time flying as it is without, you know. But if they're going to, I would go along with the no smoking on airplane thing if they hire back all the union air traffic controllers they fired. So at least while I'm nervous about not having a cigarette, I'll know the air traffic controllers know how to land my plane. Because they got these scabs working there who don't know what they're doing.
They smoke.
Nobody's ever drawn a comparison between how many planes have been crashing since Reagan went out and fired all the experienced air traffic controllers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the last 2 years has been really bad. So
yeah, the last 5 years have been really bad since that happened. Because anybody with any experience in the field was fired because they went on strike for better hours and wages. That's one of the most stressful jobs in the world. Nobody ever calls these guys on their union-busting bull.
Yeah,
Away
with it.
So I'll give, you know, bring back the union air traffic controllers, and I won't complain about not smoking on an airplane.
Go.
That leads right into the stewardess story, doesn't it?
We got a stewardess story?
Well,
oh, boy.
Maybe, should we do it now, or you want to save it?
No, go ahead.
All right.
We've already been on mic too long.
Uh-oh.
No,
you better chat
while
I find it.
Oh. We'll do it when we come back.
Just stay tuned.
Oh, what do we got queued up? Ella Ray by Leon James and the Continentals. That's a good one. Hit it.
Remember how our romance had begun. We had a wonderful night of bliss, and it all started because of a kiss.
Like a light will let it.
No, 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 no.
And
no,
more
no,
than spark
no,
forget.
No, 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 Jesus.
Now I know I can't forget just because of your sweet kiss.
No, 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 no,
brought me bliss, loss of thrill, loss of will. Still, I'll be still. All my happiness, all that I possess, now I miss, just because of your kiss. Now I know I can't forget, just because of your sweet kiss.
Chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
There's a place I've been and I'm going back. If I have to walk a mile of track back to San Antonio where the Rio de Rose are flowing, I'm gonna settle down, down in old San Antonio. Well, I'll set my farm, cause I ain't no farmer. The weather
I told you to relax here, didn't I? Who'd you expect to find here tonight? Far Divine, Daddy Grace, Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, one of those big-time pimps. They ain't working no well.
taking money off women, ain't they? Look in the book. That's pimping.
Performers have always innately recognized that sound must lend itself to visualness, motions. The media must be mixed. Rock is sex and violence, and all the other unmentionables our parents only hinted about in the darkest, most silent corners. It is their deepest fears exposed in the loudest, freest way possible.
Yes, it's me, and I'm back again. You know me, I'm Andre's friend. Talking about that thing they call a natural fact. It's sweeping the nation, that thing a bacon fat. The record is selling, but the dance is coming slow. So me and my boys gonna show you how it goes. It goes. Do it good, children, do it good. I got much. Throw me out in the alley now, way down where the kangaroos talk. Yeah, do it good, cause that's what they say you are. Now after you take your left leg and move it back slow, you wiggle your hips and then you go down low. Wind up twice and come up with a bump, then you clap your hands and give a little jump. It goes. Do it good, children. God bless you. There you go. Get your hands out of them greens, boy. Shoot daddy down the peas. There you go. Put a chicken like this. Yeah. Play that music, boy. Play that music. Way down low. Got
You take a left leg, I say, and I'll take it down low. You wiggle your hips, and then you go down low. Now you wind up twice, and you come up with a bump. Then you clap your hands, chillin', and give a little jump, and go. Ah, do it good, chillin', do it good. Yeah, help yourself there. Put me way down an alley. Down where they say you are, where the kangaroo talk. Then you go. Yeah. Oh, God mercy. God mercy. Do it good now.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway.
Right. This is the Hound. I am driving, and what was that? That was
I-812.
Yeah. That telephone number again, Sherry. I-812. I'm looking for the turn down the bongos a little. That was Big Joe Turner by request. The Chill is on. Counting backwards. Little Eddie Hurt and his $5 with How Do You Do the Bacon Fat. The Metronomes with Chicky Poo. Jimmy Lloyd with Where the Rio Dio Flows. Andre Williams with Just Because of a Kiss. And we open up with Leon and James and the Continentals and Ella Ray. It's almost getting that vibe report time, waiting for that phone to light up.
Yep. Where is he, anyway?
Roscoe, he's in New York.
He's on his couch.
He was seen in the bars last night. He might be out wandering around. Il Bruch is also supposed to call in with his personal vision of radio fun.
Oh, yeah.
But, I guess Roscoe. Maybe he'll be late. Anyway.
Maybe they'll come at the same
time. You got your news story there, Dee Dee?
Oh, sure do. Okay. The stewardess story. Old bag stewardesses take off on columnist. A group of self-confessed, quote, old bag flight attendants yesterday dished it out to self-confessed SRB.
Golden girls, as we call them.
Yes, Al Newharth, whose demand that airlines bring back sexy sky girls touched off a feminist furor. So Al had to go defend himself at a luncheon hosted by Women in Communications, and Newharth, who's the founder of USA Today and author of a July column, calling for the return of the young, attractive
USA
stewardesses.
Today, the newspaper?
Yeah.
McNews, as we call it?
That's right, in five lines or less. Anyway, one of the stewardesses, in an emotion-choked voice, told Al, "I'm 40 years old, and I've been flying almost 20 years. If you were on that airline, and you were holding onto your seat to keep from being sucked out of the airplane, how would you feel with a punked-out 20-year-old sitting on the jump seat?" In reference to the plane that cracked open and, you know.
Speaking of punk, Ron Reagan went for the punk gesture with his haircut.
Major newspaper.
I hear Nancy's getting the wave.
Is she?
The fade. The fade look. You know, with the bat fade, with the bat shaved in the back.
But I think they should put Mickey Mouse on the back
of her
head.
The old bat fade.
Yeah.
She could, something other than the
old
bat
thing. Fade.
Yeah.
And she is scaly, right? Nancy Reagan.
Oh,
when you think of her, you look at her and you think, scaly.
Yeah. She's the only thing she's got on her skin is scales. It's a sad thing. So anyway, next time you fly a plane, if you say the word old bag to one of your stewardesses, you may not get a drink. So.
Yeah.
Words of wisdom.
Not to mention when it comes to trading pills with the stewardesses. That was always... I guess they must do drug testing
now,
huh?
You
did that. Yeah. Stewardesses always have all kinds of great prescription drugs, so it used to be great to trade pills with stewardesses.
I didn't know that.
Especially when they fly into Canada and they can get Mandrixes, which are basically Quaaludes.
So,
can't get those here anymore.
What's the line to make the trade on the plane? You just go up to a stewardess and say, "Hey,
what kind of pills you got?"
That's
basically
simple.
"Hey, Beb, what you got there?" So where the hell is the Skomeister?
Yo, Sko.
Well, we can just vom without him, I guess. I don't know. I don't have a whole lot to say right now. We can do another. We'll do one more news story. Give him the mandatory 5-minute late
we
thing.
We can do the Izzy Stradlin get arrested on the plane since we're talking about planes already.
Let's see. Drug plagued Brooklyn Heights. I can't read this story. Forget it. Let's just vom. Let's do it in traditional vom fashion. We haven't done a traditional vom in quite a while, right? At least 3 or 4 weeks. In traditional vom fashion.
Three Stooges songs in a row?
No, we'll just do one, but we'll just do all the favorites. We'll do some Neil H. and some Flamin' Groovies, maybe we'll play that Stones B-side that's not on the album. It's actually better than anything on the album. All right, we'll kick it off with the Stooges.
So we will have a real cool time tonight. So we will have a real cool time. I said we will have a real cool time tonight. I said we will have a real cool time tonight. I said we will have a real cool time. We will have a real cool time. A real cool time tonight. We'll be right back.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, we're on there. Let me just bring down the Flamin' Groovies. You're on the old way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We went and bombed without you.
Yeah, well, I was over at the guitar show and, you know.
The Gearhead Nerd Convention?
Yeah, it's, you know.
Did you tell my little friend who's heading? Oh, let me put the vibes on. Actually, I can pause this thing. Yeah, I can pause that slow death. That's the CD of Slow Death, so I can pause it and go back to it right where we were.
The CD, Devastatingly Brutal.
Yeah. So let me see, where are you now? You're over here. Talk, let me see if you're
How about it? How
okay.
about it?
We got it. We're totalized, I think.
Beautiful.
Okay, what's going on?
What's going on? Oh, I went over to the guitar show. I was distracted by the gear thing. For the weather report on the guitar show, it's very light on Les Pauls.
I got you. You want a 68 gold top all original, $400?
Where?
I got the guy's thing. He needs cash desperately. It's kind of he had a little misfortune kind of thing.
Who?
Like we can't talk. A guy I know. We can't talk about his misfortune on the air. I don't think. But
we'll take care of that.
Yeah, but 400. He's also got a 38 Gibson lap steel, best offer, mahogany with white trim.
Ah. Uh-huh.
How's that sound?
Well, I already got 3 lap steels, so you have to sell that to somebody else.
Yeah, maybe you'll brooch.
Yeah.
But the Les Paul Gold Top, $400, it's all original, you know, got the good bridge on it and stuff. Sounds like a good deal.
Yeah, I think you should just consider that gone. We'll take care of that.
You definitely want it, huh?
Well, I know somebody who does.
Great.
You know.
This is good. We're getting things accomplished.
Great. Now see if you can find us a couple of used Marshalls. How about it, Hound Show listeners?
You want a, what you want, the 100-watt stack?
Yeah, or maybe a non-master 50-watt head would be nice.
Non-master volume 50-watt Marshall head, anybody? Roscoe's looking for it.
So we're moving them. We've got a van, and we're here to pick them up for me.
Yes.
I think maybe we can out-trade the guitar show right here on the Vibe Report.
Yeah. So what's today's vibe?
Gearhead. Today's vibe is the Gearhead thing. Gearhead, you know, it's kind of a. It's not very often that you can just openly tear into the Gearhead thing without being too, embarrassed about it or whatnot.
Was our favorite Gearhead Quine naked out there?
I haven't seen him yet, but he might. You know, I might be missing him right now. Mm. I did get a 2-day pass.
Oh, for free?
No, I paid for it, almost too much, but it's a non-for-profit, goes for the kids with AIDS, you know, who probably got it from their parents, who were low-life.
Well, they could have just got a blood transfusion.
That's true, too.
Anyway.
But that's about it. The guitar show is going on tomorrow, blah, 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 12th Street. See me if you've got exceptionally good deals, or just feel like you must be liberated from your instrument.
Yes.
That's about it. You know, I was really worried that I was going to miss the Vibe Report, and I just ran back to the Pines to.
You just kind of threw me off because it came in I forgot that I told you to call in on a different line, so that threw me too. I was on the other line and.
Well, and
everything worked out.
Yeah, I guess, a salute to the bartenders since I won't be needing them for a couple of weeks here. And
you're on the wagon?
Taking a break.
Mm.
Probably, you know, it's the once a year break.
I hear your liver saying thank you through the phone line.
Thank you. That'll be good. And so a bartender salute, I'll have to say that since I got the CD player, I'm just not even mad about CDs anymore.
Since you got
there are some
free.
Good ones.
I know, getting a free CD player helps.
I think that's the way. Now if I can get some free Stones tickets, I'll just chill out for the rest of the year.
That's a tough one. We'll work on it. I had breakfast with Eddie G this morning. Maybe we'll try to get somebody working on that.
Yeah. All right, well, the gold top's handled and...
Okay. Okay, Randy, we got your gold top sold. Don't go anywhere with it.
Okay, so, check with me later as for gold top and... Hound Show listeners, Vom Onward and smoke it up.
You know.
Yo.
Aloha, Roscoe.
Aloha.
Yo. Here we go. The Vibe Report. A little late. There's that sound we know and love. And dig this. I mean, I'm not... It's not that... I sort of do not like the CD thing, but I don't care because I don't like albums either. I like 45s. But, you know, the Vibe Report came in late. We had to, like, take Slow Death off. But dig this.
Check it out.
Right where we left it. Slow Death.
Travel.
Don't know how that happened, folks.
This is a hit. Yuckum, yuckum. 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 Yuckum, yuckum.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right. This is the Hound. That was our Vom. We killed like a half an hour between the vibe and the Vom. And the Voom and the Veen. That was the Rolling Stones with Fancy Man Blues. That's the flip side of the 45 of Mixed Emotions. You might as well go out and buy it, folks. It's probably going to be the last Stones 45 ever made because the Stones will always be around, but they're not making 45s anymore.
Mm, so sad.
And, yeah. So, and it's actually better than anything on the album.
So,
counting backwards, we heard King Yusinevich and his Yusinevich Tones by request with Yuckum Yuckum. And that's from the Teen Dance Party LP. It'll be out in about 2 or 3 weeks. Great record.
We have to
really
wait for that.
It's worth waiting for, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's worth waiting until next week when I play it again, right? counting backwards, Neil Young with Heavy Love. That's not the songs from El Dorado, the good ones. The ones we play as Vicious Brutal Guitar are not going to be on his new album, Freedom.
Nope.
So you can't get this thing unless you go, maybe Hideout Records over on Cornelia Street might have a few left. It's kind of expensive, but it is the best Neil Young in a long time. We went to see the acoustical Neilage thing at the Palladium
and, tell us
week.
All who you sat with
Daryl Hannah and Steve Jordan and the other little guy from the Keith Richards band,
the little guy
Buckwheat 1 and Buckwheat 2,
right.
But yeah, you know, Daryl and Den disappeared in the bathroom for a while.
That Den, he's such a lady killer.
He's better looking than JFK Jr.
That's yeah, right.
He wants to be your slave, that's the whole thing.
Yeah. What else do we hear? We heard the Sonics with Have Love, We'll Travel. We heard the Flaming Groovies with, as we now call it, Slow Death Part 1 and Part 2 with the Roscoe, the Vibe Report in the middle there. And once again, Randy, we got your Les Paul sold for you, so don't take it anywhere. Great. And we opened up with the Stooges and Real Cool Time. And I guess we can get back to the news. Yeah, the news from the Voodoo Desk. Voodoo Connection Nixed, declaring that there was a grave risk that an innocent man may have been convicted. A Bronx judge yesterday ordered a new trial for a man found guilty of, get this, raping his 4-year-old daughter during a voodoo ritual.
Oh, it's ugly.
Yeah. After hearing Supreme Court Justice Herbert Shapiro overturned a jury verdict against Christopher Okafor, age 45, who was convicted in 1987, he was found guilty largely on the testimony of his daughter, then 5. He ruled that the district attorney's office had failed to turn over critical evidence and also noted that no objective evidence was offered to support the girl's more bizarre claims.
Please, the man's on the street now.
Yeah.
That's ugliness.
He's at home, which is worse, I think.
Yeah. Well, we got some better news.
Well, something, since Bruce isn't here, since Alberti isn't here, I have to take over the
breast
cleavage desk.
Yeah. We did have a call about what you looked like and what you were wearing.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Yes. Did you describe the hot pants?
Yes.
And the spandex and stuff? All right. Well, anyway.
So, industrial-strength fabrics.
What would you do if you received an invitation to MK with the inscription, "A Major Cleavage Fest Celebrating Female Pulchritude"?
Would you go? MK?
Yeah. Well, all right. Anyway, Anka Radokovic may think it's all fun, but the women from now are really, really angry at the party that he's throwing to, you know, celebrate the cleavage thing. The announcement's promising bra-busting entertainment also asked female guests to wear transparent blouses for smaller boobies and or falsies. I should take mine out of the closet and go down there. Anyway, now president told Page Six, "We are just sick and tired of women being judged by their body parts."
What do they feel about a yarmulke with a chin strap?
You need two of them, though. Well, depends on where.
Nipple painted on top.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Charge into the room. Women are still struggling for their rights, and attitudes like these affect our ability to walk down the street, as she says. I don't know how, but, you know. Anyway.
Well.
There it is. The party, I think, already took place, so.
Just remember, ladies, sticks and stones may break your bones, but a screaming construction worker can't harm you.
Especially if you have a bottle in your hand.
Yeah. Take up karate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we'll do the renouncements a little later. Well, we'll do them now. Ron Chans and Devil Dogs Maxwell's tonight. New York Guitar Show, 440 East 12th Street. It is a chair for charity. And go buy a guitar, 440 East 12th Street. Say hi to El Bruce, Empire State Soel Club. Thursday, 9 o'clock, the North River Bar on Hudson Street. The Senders, Continental Divide Monday. The A-Bones and Junior Brown, double-necked slide player at the Rodeo Bar, 20th and 3rd. And that's the renouncements. I have to pee. Let's play some more records. Speaking of voodoo, yeah, we got this. This is a good set. Kick it off with Bobby Jameson, a little Okey Fanoke music.
They call my baby Danny Yoke. Say my baby calls from Okey Fanoke's home.
my baby. Now my love is true. Now baby, what can I do for you, baby? I told my baby, see you later. She come looking for me on an alligator, my baby. My baby. Now my love is true. Now baby, what can I do for you, baby? From New York, New Jersey to Kansas City, never ever seen no one as pretty as my Annie. Oh, my Annie. She my baby, my Annie Oakley. She come from Okie Finoke, my baby. Yeah, 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 my baby. Yeah, 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 my baby. Yeah, 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 my baby. See my girl, my Annie Oakley. She come from Okie Finoke, now, baby. Yeah, 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 now, baby.
The easiest thing in the world for a girl to do is to get picked up. That's why if you're on the move, the highway's the only way to go. As sure as there are men in the world, I know my ticket to anywhere is going to be along soon. It's easy. All you need is a decent pair of legs, a quick thumb, and a whole lot of right answers.
Okay, baby, hop in.
I wonder where he's going. Or maybe I'll only go part way. And maybe I'll have to go all the way.
Pickup on 101, starring Jack Alberts and Leslie Warren and Martin Sheen. Pickup on 101. She looks easy, but she's seen and done it all. When she signals you, beware and approach with caution. See Pickup on 101 in color, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Pickup on 101.
Going my way?
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
We rise from our graves to make men our slaves.
When guys climb in our coffins, they never come back.
When the moon comes up, we'll take you down.
We get our hands on every stick in the joint.
Graveyard Tramps. Rated R. Absolutely no one under 17 admitted without parent or certified adult guardian.
Listen to the sounds of hell and take a trip into a prison of nightmares.
It's worse than a prison here.
Chain gang women. A world where men and women live like animals. A motion picture as shocking as it is true. Don't miss Chain Gang Women when you live like an animal. Anything goes.
When you leave, take me with you.
A Crown International picture. Rated R.
Is she guilty?
says no, the girl on death row. Her young dreams never will come true. Her innocence they never knew. Until they found the guilty one, they're sorry now for what they've done. But it's late, too late for the girl on death row. The girl.
Shanty Drake. Who is she? Where did she come from? How did she get the name of Shanty Drake? Meet her friends, booted, buckled, and railed for action. Burning the highways with terror, always one step ahead of the fuzz, are the friends of Shanty Drake. This unusual and abnormal motion picture makes those Swedish movies look like a Sunday school show. From the swamp-infested backwoods of Georgia comes the story of a lust-loving tramp. Born broke, she found a way to make money. She loved them all. That's Shanty Tramp. Teenagers will not be permitted to see Shanty Tramp without the written permission of their parents. Special uniform police will supervise admissions.
Gonna go down there, down there. Yeah, you better be right. Sinner, you better be right. If you ain't right, you going down there. It'll end up being the devil's pot of fire. Yeah.
Back in the States.
Right. This is The Hound. This is WFMU, East Orange. And, I don't know what to call that set. Freddie and the Hitchhikers with Sinners, Counting Backwards, Lee Hazelwood with Duane Eddy, or maybe Al Casey there on guitar, Girl on Death Row. Bill James and his Hexatones with Voodoo Woman and Medicine Man from the upcoming Big Itch Volume 2, also known as the Joe E. Lewis Memorial Album. I swear to God, be out in like a week. It's got Orange Peel on it.
Oh, man.
Dave Diddle Day with Blue Moon Baby. And we open up with Bobby Jameson and Okie Finokie Baby. Take your choice on how you like your babies cooked. Oh, we have a happy birthday to Lisa and Mike from Gamma Gamma. Oh, right, yeah. Just went batting in Fort Worth. How's that one? Hundreds of bats descended on downtown in daylight, many dying on streets and sidewalks, and officials are not sure why. I have never seen bats on the sidewalk at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, said Chris Farkas, who was estimated there were 50 to 100 bats on the ground outside of his restaurant just before Wednesday rush hour. Jeff DeRosa of the Humane Society of North Texas found 100 more bats on the sidewalk nearby.
It's
kind of like Bensonhurst, bats all over the place.
Yeah, it was the Nancy Reagan convention.
So come on, tell us about your little run-in with Axl Rose.
Oh, wow. Oh, like I'm sure.
Dee Dee from the celebrity desk.
Yeah, well, you know, Axl and me were like
the girls
like want to
hear about the axe.
All right, girls.
The axe meister.
Let me tell you all
the
about
axilla.
It. The axilla. Yo, axilla. You know, he's a youngster. What can I say? He likes two women together. This is his favorite thing. He told me, you know, where he was staying, what hotel he was at. Of course, I didn't take him up on it. I don't know why, but...
Oh, yeah, he wanted you
diseases,
to bring
I
your girlfriend.
Why.
But come on, you got to tell a whole story about how he thought that Rolling Stone was mad at him.
Okay.
And...
You know, the infamous cover story of Axl Rose from the place that I work ran, and the Village Voice picked up on it and decided to, because of all the things he said, which were, to you know, bigoted, sexist, racist, all those things.
Homophobic. Things that kids
homophobic.
Are today.
Yeah, you know, what? All the things that
isn't my
love.
Imagination. Kids are dumber these days than ever, right? The Reagan era has made people stupid.
Yeah, they don't have to try anymore. So anyway.
We're leading the way.
Anyway, he represents that.
Could be my era.
So I'm at this party, you know, and Axel's all frightened that Rolling Stone is upset with him because he says, you know, my best friend, he wrote the article, and my best friend took the pictures, and my best friend did all these things for me, and that's how I got on the cover.
Little Roscoe has a hit record.
Yeah, we need some friends
Get
around
some work.
Him. So, you know, he's looking all lost, and he says, you know, I want to talk to someone from editorial. So I go up to talk to him, and he says, you know, don't be mad at me, please don't be mad at me. I didn't mean all those things I said, even though I am a homophobic,
and then he asked
sexist.
You to dig up one of your girlfriends and show
said,
up at his hotel.
Yeah, then after that he said, do you have a friend?
Class guy. The axe.
Yeah, and then he came to work about a week later, and he was soliciting all the girls around there, too. Some of whom probably took him up on it, but fear of disease is a strong repellent.
Yeah. God knows where he's been.
Yeah, and you can only guess. And the Izzy Stradlin desk, too, you have to, he got arrested for relieving himself
right.
in the galley of an airplane instead of waiting to use the bathroom. And since you're in the air, federal officials
Yuck.
Came and took it
everybody,
away.
Everybody had to smell that. Which one is he? Is he
he's the
he's the Keith guy with the little
the
cap?
The dark hair. He's the guitar player with the cap.
He's not the one with the
not the hair.
With the Mark Bolan hat,
no,
right?
No, the other one.
He's the other one, the Keith
hair.
Guy,
right.
as Den calls him.
Right, that's right. So there
that,
it is.
That Guns N' Roses, that just cracked me up, the one with the acoustic guitars and they're whistling and the guy's
the
sort of stumbling
shaking.
Around on that little guitar solo.
He's a babe, what can I say?
Boy.
So
they really
is.
Do make Kiss look like the Stooges or something.
Yeah, or something.
Or something, yeah.
So the next time he asks me to come to his hotel, I'll bring you guys along. It'll be fun.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll watch him scream and leave the room.
Go, I'll get the girls in the lobby that are waiting for him. Anyway, let's go right into Hillbilly Hangover, because we got this Buck Owens. It hasn't been released yet. Buck's got a new record out. We got it in the mail. It's
well,
called Act
dog.
Naturally. And except for the fact that he does a duet with Ringo on Act Naturally and a duet with Emmylou Harris on Crying Time, it's a good record. That's outside of those two things. The rest of it's great. We'll hear something from that. But let's kick it off with Johnny Luttrell. I like this one.
It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get the money to buy you things. And it's worth it to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So I love to come home, 'cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay when I'm home.
me sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do make me feel alright.
Give us a great big smile, will you? To me. And folks, let's all smile with the Maddox Brothers Knowles for the next 15 minutes. You're going to be listening to your favorite tunes and a few special announcements about Regal Pale Beer. Yes, sir, folks, Regal Pale Beer, that's the beer that you want to buy when you want beer. It's summertime now, as you all know, and now pretty soon it'll be wintertime. Winter, summer, spring, or fall. It's Regal Pale Beer for you all. And folks, we better get started with the program now.
I want a
real
love.
Under the stars above, I want to hold you close to my heart. You gave me hopes anew, and I was sad and blue. And nothing's gonna keep us apart. I sang a lonely song until you came along. I'm heading for the bright sunny days, and I'm telling you what this love can do. I want to live and love always.
Smiley!
Got a feeling you've come back to just rub it in and to really put me in my place.
You've already put big old tears in my eyes. Must you throw dirt in my face?
Must you keep telling me you've got a new love? I don't need you to remind me. Must you keep telling me I look so lonesome and my better days are behind me? must you keep showing me pictures of him and boasting of his warm embrace?
You've already put big old tears in my eyes. Must you throw dirt in my face?
You've already left me and broken my heart and told me how much you don't want me. Believe me, I'm happier when we're apart. Why must you come back now and haunt me? Must you keep showing me pictures of him and boasting of his warm embrace?
You've already put big old tears in my eyes. Must you throw dirt in my face? You've already put big old tears in my eyes. Must you throw dirt in my face?
Last night I broke the seal on a Jim Beam decanter that looks like Elvis. I soaked the label off a Flintstone jelly bean jar. I cleared us off a place on that one little table that you left us, and pulled me up a big old piece of floor. I pulled the head off Elvis, filled Fred up to his pelvis. Yabba dabba doo, the king is gone, and so are you. Round about ten we all got to talking about Graceland, Bedrock and such. The conversation finally turned to women, but they said they didn't get around too much. Elvis said, find them young, and Fred said, old-fashioned girls are fun. Yabba-dabba-doo, the king is gone, and so are you. Later on, it finally hit me that you wouldn't be a-coming home no more. This time I know you won't forgive me, like all of them other times before. Then I broke Elvis's nose, pouring the last drop from his toes. Yabba dabba doo, the king is gone, and so are you. Yabba dabba doo, the king is gone, and so are you. Last night I broke the seal on a Jim Beam decanter
that looks like Elvis.
I soaked the label off.
It's Buck Owens here, and you know you're listening to radio station WFMU, and you know that it's 91.1 FM, and this is the Hound right here.
You know, I told you before, man, I'm a fan. I like your style.
Well, thanks a lot.
I like your style. I think you got what it takes, man.
They call me a playboy.
while I'm making my round, chasing the bright light above a night spot in town. Though I never show love, my heart's breaking in two. They may call me a playboy, but I'm just lonesome for you. I once had a real love, that was when I had you. Now I'll never feel love for anyone new. This false front I'm wearing is to cover my blues. They may call me a playboy, but I'm just lonesome for you.
Back in the jungle.
Right. This is the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. That was Hillbilly Hangover today.
Feel much better.
Yeah, that was Buck Owens with his brand new, not yet released LP, Act Naturally, and that's called Playboy.
Mm-hmm.
And counting backwards, we hear George Jones with his last single, Yabba Dabba Doo. Maybe the last George Jones single ever released. Epic doesn't put out singles anymore, right?
Right, it's over.
Yeah, well, that was it. That was the last George Jones 45 you'll ever see.
Scoop him up.
Also, the only George Jones record to mention Elvis and Fred Flintstone, released all year.
Yabba Dabba Doo.
Yeah. We heard the Lubin Brothers asking the musical question, why must you kick dirt in my face?
It's a Charles Atlas takeoff.
Maddox Brothers and Rose with I Want to Live in Love. And we opened up with Johnny Luttrell in Hard Day's Night. Good version, right? Better than the Beatles.
Best.
That's on the Big Itch, too,
That's
also.
That's the original, right?
No, unfortunately.
Sing along.
Sometimes a guy can reinterpret a song in such
even
a way
better.
That he makes it his own.
And that was a
much
good example.
Much like, you know, like Wayne Newton. He doesn't write songs.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne.
Anyway, what's going on here? I like all the people who are calling requesting, like, bad, you know, new wave music.
Or even reggae.
Yeah.
Do we know what show we're listening to? Do you know
no.
where your radio dial
Let's get to the Little Jimmy Osmond controversy before we forget all about Little Jimmy, the real Lou Reed. He's picked up a pest, an imposter. This guy's running around impersonating Little Jimmy Osmond. And Little Jimmy has he owns Osmond Studios. He's basically taken over the Osmond's career.
Huh.
He manages Donnie and the, you know, they got the new Osmond brothers, the younger generation Osmond brothers.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How old is Jimmy?
How old is Jimmy?
Musical question.
I
don't
know.
He must be in his 20s.
Yeah,
30s.
You know, he's younger than me.
Okay.
He's richer, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, this guy, this guy's been running around claiming he was thrown out of the Mormon church and that he's Little Jimmy Osmond. And he's been seen at Stringfellows in New York caging drinks off of people and trying to run up a credit line. But Little Jimmy has been keeping busy. He just produced a TV movie called It Nearly Wasn't Christmas. And he's been promoting Michael Jackson's tour of Japan.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So here's the quote from Little Jim.
Little Jacksons and Little Osmonds.
Yeah. Well, you can bet Michael Jackson isn't going to have any little kids. You know, that operation that they made him look like a white girl,
it
wasn't just
off.
The face they did. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so sad.
Says Osmond, this fellow running around being me, giving me a bad name is upsetting. I don't want to make a splash with this. I'm going public only in hopes that this will put a stop to it. So please, folks, end the madness. No more imitating little Jimmy Osmond, please.
Who'd want to? That's what I don't understand.
Oh, you know, there's probably some kind of weird girl out there that would be impressed by that.
It's frightening.
We got some Pete Rose news. Forget it.
Let's forget
the news. We got some more records we can play, actually. Let's just go right back in it. This is The Hound, anyway. This is WFMU East Orange. I'm driving for the next 17 or 18 minutes. And let's just kick it in with Smiley Lewis, some music to chase Carol Baker through the barn with, as it happened in that movie, to this song.
Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And you're listening to The Hound. You remember The Hound? I'm talking about The Hound, the stone cold blooded hound. WFUM. No. Let me do another one. Hi there. This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold blooded hound. On WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
Get it, you know I wanna see. with Nat about Italian Swiss Colony wine. While talking with some friends the other night, the conversation swung around to Italian Swiss Colony California Pale Dry Sherry. They asked me what makes it so mellow. Well, Nat King Cole doesn't pretend to be a wine expert, but I could answer that one. Italian Swiss Colony Pale Dry Sherry is extra mellow because it's aged in redwood. I enjoy it. I think you will, too. Now, the yodel hobby. So smooth. So smooth and mellow. That you just can't miss with Italian Swiss. Italian Swiss Colony Wine.
The greatest.
I got such a crazy feeling, and I got to find somewhere to go. I got such a crazy feeling, and I got to find somewhere to go. I got to find the kind of man who knows just how to love me, don't you know? Don't you know? I beg your pardon, what did you say? If you're the right kind of man. Man, I don't dig your sounds at all. Cadillacs don't excite me. I got one of my own. And that don't either. Is that all? Well, don't get mad. Give up. It may happen sooner than you think. Well, I don't know. I gotta be home by 2. Is that a promise? That sounds crazy. Well, let's go then.
Call a crack. Do you want to jump, children? 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 Boy, you better stop flirting with married girls before you end up in another world. Do you want to jump, children? 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 Red beans and rice is a good old dish, but when Friday comes, I gotta have my fish. Do you want to jump, children? 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 When I'm dry, but ooh, that good old wine makes me oh so high. Do you want to jump, children? 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 I'm in love with a girl afraid to call her name. Big Jim, you know, I know you understand. Do you wanna jump till right?
Yeah,
do you wanna jump till right?
Yeah,
do you wanna jump till right?
Yeah,
do you wanna jump till right? Yeah. I'm sorry.
This is Harley from Times Square. You gotta listen to the sound of the hound.
Hey, what?
Hey, hound, what is this I see?
Mama, they jump. Mama, they jump.
Don't try.
Mama,
figure out where I come from. Now, don't try to figure out where I come from. I could be a smart guy from Wall Street. I could be the Purple People leader from. But I can do the
Mama, they jump.
Do you hear?
Mama, they jump.
Oh, yeah.
Mama, they jump.
Now, incidentally, our sponsors are Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white shirt.
Hey, little baldhead man, look at you on the avenue. Don't you know that the witch is watching you? Sipping and sliding, having your fun. But everybody goes when the wagon comes. Well, day is day, and night is night. Everything done in the dark will sure come to light. I'm telling every living under the sun that every living goes when the wagon comes. Well, I'm having a ball, and I'm having my fun. You only live with one. When you're dead, you're done. But I'm still safe, and that ain't no fun. Every living goes when the wagon comes. Hey, I want everybody to fall in line. and just pitch a boogie-woogie like I'm pitching mine. But I want every living to get ready to run, cause every living goes when the wagon comes. Well, everybody goes when the wagon comes. 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 Everybody goes when the wagon comes.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. This is the Hound, and we're wrapping it up. That was Billy Wright. Everybody goes when the wagon comes, and the wagon's just about here for us. Counting backwards, the Five Royales with Slummer the Slum, Dave Bartholomew Orchestra, Jump Chillin', Eddie James in the Pickup, the Midnighters with Get It, and Hank Ballard will be back here in October. Smiley Lewis with Shame, Shame,
Shame.
And let's go through the announcements one last quick time. Empire State Soul Club this Thursday, North River Bar, 145 Hudson Street, New York Guitar Show tomorrow. You probably missed the one today, 440 East 12th Street. Say hi to Il Bruch. Ranch Hands and the Devil Dogs at Maxwell's tonight. The Senders, Continental Divide Monday, and the A-Bones and Junior Brown at the Rodeo Bar tonight also. Let's like to thank Andy the bartender and Dee Dee for coming down here. Dee Dee will be on here doing
morning.
A fill-in for Mrs. Fish Monday from 9 to 12, so tune in.
Wake up early.
Wake up with Dee Dee for that drive time competing with Howard Stern ship.
I'm going to try real hard.
Lori S. is up next. Before anybody gets offended, they're saying Sig Hound back
Sig
there.
Sig Hound, yes.
Yeah. Lori S. is up next. The good Lord's will and the crick don't rise, and I don't get sick and tired of doing this. I'll be back next week. Aloha.
Ay, ay, ay. The backbone.